做关怀事工会有限制的。
True, and we have our limited ability.
但是我们也不能够天真的以为说，只要我们成立社区服务中心，在能力范围内帮助人解决一些问题，或者是去探访几位生病的老人，就这就是落实了社区关怀事工了，满足神要求了，不是这样子。
So, but we can't say, since we set up our service center within our ability to solve some people's problem, to visit some elderly people, and we have done our part.
甚至有人更天真以为说，我们教会呢，反正有成立关怀部，所有的关怀工作呢，就让专业的同工来负责，这就够了。
So, and some people might think, since our church have caring department,Maybe they can take all the responsibilities.
那这就好像我们教会有成立财务部，那这并不是说所有教会的开销啊，都由财务部的同工都出钱奉献啊来解决就好了。
So it's like in our church we have financial department, but not all the expenses come out of those people who is in charge of the finance.
其实那是每一位信徒的责任。
So it's everyone's responsibility.
那同样，关怀事工也是每一个信徒应当参与的。
And same, the caring ministry, we all should participate.
我相信我们当中过去许多人都曾经做过关怀啊，甚至每个月我们第一个礼拜都有爱心奉献，而且很多背后我们默默的摆上关怀已经好多年了，我相信有的。
So I believe many of us have done a lot, not only love offerings, but involved in many caring activities in the past.
只是我们全体教会要更落实在社区关怀当中，每一个人都能够有实际的参与，那我们要怎么样来做呢？
But we need the whole church to get involved. Our community service will be more effective.
我们要知道，其实神的心意要我们每一个人都去参与社区关怀。
So we know God wants us everybody to care.
这也是我们教会推动社区关怀事工的目标。
And that's why we push for community service.
不是让我们去关怀全世界所有的人，而是让我们每一个人都能够去参与关怀事工。
It's not like we need to take care of everybody in the world, but to have everybody get involved.
那我们实际的困难是什么？就是我们大部分人都没有受过专业训练，不知道怎么样有效率的去参与关怀事工，是不是？
But what's the difficulty is most of us have no experience in community service and we don't know what to do.
或者是说我们没有接触到需要关怀的对象。
Or we have no opportunity to meet someone who has needs.
好，刚才我们所读的这段经文是我们熟悉的的一段经文。
So we are pretty familiar with the scriptures we just read.
这里记载一个故事，突然有一个人发生了意外，遭遇难处，需要关怀的帮助的一个犹太人，借着一位似乎与他生命无关的撒玛利亚人来成就。
So it's a story about a Jewish person who was robbed and beaten, and but a Samaritan came to his aid.
那如果我们看这段经文的前后文，我们会发现，原来这是耶稣他在教导谁是我的邻舍，来表达说我们要从爱神，要能够实际的表达在爱人上的一个具体实例。
So if we know the whole chapter, we know that's the story come out of Jesus when he's teaching, answering the question is, who is my neighbor?
因为耶稣在教导我们作为基督徒最重要就是要爱神，要爱人的一个生命表现。
Because Jesus wants to teach us that we need to love God and love people.
但另外一方面呢，我们也发现耶稣更重要的目的乃是诠释了社区关怀事工是应当要怎样的落实，推广到每一个人都要去执行。
And also, it's a better example on how to accomplish community service, how to get everyone involved.
因为在整个故事当中，耶稣给了一个结论，就是说你照样去行吧。这个你乃是对着我们每一个人说的。
Because at the end, Jesus told, "Go and do likewise." This is to every one of us.
也就是说，每一个属神的人都要行出爱神、爱人的表现。
So everybody who loves God should behave like such.
就是当你遇到有人遭遇困难需要帮助的时候，那个人就成为你的邻舍，而你也要像那位撒玛利亚人一样，亲自的去帮助这位遭遇困难的人。
So when you run into people that needs help, and that person is your neighbor, like the Samaritan.
这是耶稣对每一位凡愿意全心爱神、爱邻舍如同自己的信徒的期待。
So that's God's expectation for us to love your neighbors as yourself.
那如果我们用今天的语言，其实就是告诉我们要如何参与社区关怀。
So in our today's words, it's teach us how to participate in our community care.
那对于毫无社区关怀经验的，要如何来落实或是达成这个目标呢？
But to those who has no experience whatsoever, how to accomplish this?
我们要从以下三方面来探讨学习。
And there are three areas let's study together.
首先，心是关怀事工的基础。
First one is heart is a foundation of caring ministry.
那让我们一起来读第三十三节。
Let's read verse 33 together.
请。好，这个故事说明说了，有人被强盗打伤了，已经够可怜了。那幸好有路人经过，可以救他。
So this story says it's pretty bad that someone was robbed and beaten, but luckily there are people walking by.
那没想到前面陆续两个人走过了，但为什么没有伸出援手救他去关怀他？为什么直到了最后，撒玛利亚人愿意帮他呢？
So, but why the first two walked right past him without helping him? Why the Samaritan is willing to?
并不是前面两个人都没看见，都有看见啊。但是为什么只有帮？是因为只有撒玛利亚人动了慈心。
It's not because those two didn't see him, but only the Samaritan took pity on him.
只有这撒玛利亚人有一颗怜悯的心，而前面两个人虽然看见了。可是呢，他没有怜悯的心。
So only the Samaritan have the passionate heart, not the first two.
第一个人是祭司，他看见之后，哎，又走过去了。第二个人是利未人，看见之后，哎，又走过去了。
So the first one is a priest. He came, he saw him and passed by. And the second one is a Levi, saw him and passed on the other side.
那也许他们有很好的理由让他的心冷淡的。
So maybe they have good reasons why they're doing so.
你知道祭司是不能碰到死尸的尸体啊，否则他就不洁了。那个人被打得半死，说不定就要死了。他一过去刚好死掉，一摸啊，糟糕了，他不洁了啊，那就完蛋了，他的工作就不能做了。
So we all know priests cannot touch that body, otherwise they'll become unclean.
所以为了让他保持圣洁，能够继续在圣殿里服侍神，所以他最好离远一点的。
So in order to be able to serve God in the temple, he better avoid it.
这个理由好不好？好啊，宗教理由好啊。那
利未人
第二位啊，他的身份特殊的。
So also Levi has special status.
你的利未是神的选民，以色列的选民当中的选民，又特别拣选出来的十二族当中其中的特别一族，哇，身份很特殊的，他可能要。赶着参加一些特别的重要的聚会啊，担任主要讲员，时间宝贵啊，任务重要，不能单言。
So Levi is a very special group of people God has selected among all the Jews. Maybe he's going to some important gatherings and doesn't want to be delayed.
那他去救他说，哇，时间单言了，哇，到时候名声弄坏了，迟到啊，那是让上帝丢脸哎，你说这个理由好不好？
So he doesn't want to be late and to bring shame to God. Is that a good reason too?
那耶稣其实也没有责备这两个人不好不对啊，没有啊。虽然美其名他们都为了表明爱上帝啊，那侍奉神，但是他们的心只专注在自己身上，这不是神的心意。
So, but Jesus didn't blame them. However, they are all in the position of God's servant, but focus on themselves.
有时候我们想一想，也跟那两个人差不多。很容易为自己找很多振振有词的理由，让我们的心冷淡，来拒绝施予我们的关怀。
So sometimes think about us, we're just like those two, and we have all kinds of excuses not to do something, so our heart can grow cold.
假如你开车的时候看见旁边有出车祸了，那你想去帮忙，万一被反咬一口怎么办？
So for example, if you want to help the victim in a car accident, but afraid of being blamed as the perpetrator.
那你开车经过的时候，突然间给你招啊，搭便车哈，他的车子抛锚，搭便车，你会想，哎，万一他来抢劫怎么办呢？
And sometimes when people are asking for a ride, but you think it might be a robber in disguise.
因为你也听过很多的故事，是不是？有关于这样子的，所以渐渐的，我们发现说，我们的这个对人的怜悯心呢，就不再强烈，开始失去对世上灵魂的负担，以及对生活周遭困难的人的怜悯。
So that's why we lose our eagerness to care, lose our responsibility to save the lost.
而只专注在于我们认为是爱主的表现的这些侍奉上。
And only focus on the services that we think we're doing for God.
也许你并没有错，你懂得保护自己的这个想法也很正常，神也不会因此来责备我们。只是如果我们这样继续做的话，我们就没有以主的心为心。
So of course, knowing how to protect ourselves, there's nothing wrong, but God also will not blame us for that. But it's just, if we do so, we don't have the heart of God.
Yeah, 也许你会说，哎呀，我是完全属于神的，我的心也是专用来爱神的，没有错哈。耶稣啊，但是耶稣却这样说。
So you may say, I give God all my heart, true, but Jesus said.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
约翰一书三章十七节，北青。你也许又说，哎呀，我就算有怜悯的心，可是世界上需要关怀的人太多了，怎么做也做不完，应该政府要介入，教会无法办法承担的，所以不要耗费太多的精力在上面。
So you may say, even if I have a compassionate heart, but there are too many people need care, and I think government should get involved. Church cannot do it all, so don't spend too much energy on it.
Yeah, 尤其我们所居住的城市，每年都有多少华人来这里报道？光是我们这小小南城县一带，据说比整个中西部几个州加起来的华人还多。
So, especially where we live, many Chinese move in every year. Only our South Orange County has more Chinese than a few Midwest states put together.
Yeah, 面对这么大的何尝需要？就算我们竭尽所能，我们也永远帮不完，我们也做不够，是不是？
So in front of such great needs, even if we try our best, we cannot do enough ever.
那这是没有错的。但是耶稣他为什么要用邻舍这个比喻呢？这表示是在有限的范围，因为你不可能做所有人的邻舍，而这位被打伤的这个强被强盗打伤，事实上也只有三个人经过，被三个人看见而已。
True, that's why Jesus used the word neighbor, which has its limitations. You cannot be neighbor of everyone. The man was robbed was seen only by three people only.
耶稣也并没有让那位撒玛利亚人你。既然他们都不愿意当邻舍，你再去附近看看，绕一绕，再看看有没有需要帮忙的，有没有其他被强盗打伤的，也没有这样子做啊。
And also didn't ask, Jesus didn't ask the Samaritan to look around more and see if anybody else was robbed and need help.
换一句话说，只要我们留意神的安排，那些需要帮助的人就会在我们周围的环境当中出现。
So if we pay attention to God's arrangement, we'll notice those who needs help around us.
这就是今天神把你安排在不同环境的目的，那些在你身边出现需要关怀的人，可能永远不会在我居住的环境或工作场合中出现。
So that is why God put you in a specific location place. The person you run into who needs help probably will not come across my life ever.
所以这个时候呢，你当有一颗怜悯的心，愿意去帮助他，去关怀他。
At this time, you need to have a compassionate heart, willing to help.
当然，你也可以全部转借给叶牧师，或者是教会有关怀恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
And of course, you can introduce them to Pastor Ye or other brothers and sisters who who will be happily helping them.
我相信他们也很乐意去做。
They are will be willing to do so.
但是这绝不是神的心意，否则耶稣不会下这个结论。就刚刚我们说的，你照样去行吧。
So, but I don't think that's God's will. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't say, "Go and do likewise."
这表示你若愿意顺服神的命令，你也必须要照样去做。
So it means if you obey God, you will do likewise.
可能你很诚实，你说：“哎呀，我真的实在是对关怀一点的负担没有啊，没有感动啊，也没有恩赐，我反而对煮饭啊、唱歌啊、教导啊、哈查经啊这些比较有兴趣，那怎么办
？”So maybe you would say honestly that you have no interest in caring ministry, but have more interest in cooking, singing, teaching, Bible study.
呀，其实我告诉你，这是很正常的，因为人没有那个怜悯心是正常的。
But I'll tell you, it's normal. Lacking compassion is normal.
你想一个心里刚硬的罪人，怎么可能像耶稣一样充满怜悯心肠呢？
Think about it, how can a sinner whose heart is hardened has the same compassion as Jesus?
过去蒙召前是一个商人，你们都知道。那我觉得我的成功的定义就是把你口袋的钱变到，不是骗啊，不是欺骗，是变魔术的变，变到我的口袋，然后你也甘心乐意掏给我，这就是我的成功。
So you know, before I was called by God, I used to be a businessman, and my goal is to turn the money, to bring the money from your pocket to my pocket happily, and you know, we both feel happy.
是不是？这是很棒的嘛？是不是？
And it's really good.
你甘心乐意掏钱给我，哈哈，这个是我的成功啊。
And you're willing to give your money to me, and that's my success.
那我会想说，哎呀，你家里还有小孩没有养啊？你啊，再还给你啊？这你我会想那么多吗？不会吧，哈。
It's normal that I meet my own needs and now giving your money back to raise your kids.
那我赚的钱，我会不会去到处看看有谁需要啊？来来来，你也需要一点，我会这样子吗？好像也不会嘛。
And then will I walk around and see if people are needing extra help from me?
那你们会不会这样？
Will you do such things?
好像没有，可能你们要找的乞丐在耳湾都找不到。那。你看耶稣当年他走遍各城各乡，看见许多人困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般，于是怎么样，就怜悯他们。
So we see Jesus traveled towns and cities and saw people like sheep without shepherd, and he has pity on them.
那看见我们今天我们走遍各大洲到处旅游，我们带回来的照片好像都是去那这游山玩水，吃喝玩乐的经验，都是看到这些，是不是？
So now we travel around the globe, and what do we see? The photos we brought back are all about our eating and having fun, right?
你有没有去看到那个角落里面需要的？你有没有看到那些困苦流离的？好像都看不到，都是看那哪里好玩好吃的，是不是？
Do you see the people that are in need, the people are suffering, or you just focus on having fun?
Yeah, 我们可以发现说我们那个心啊，在哪里？
And then we'll wonder where our heart is.
这时候你说我们怎么样才能够让自己有一颗怜悯的心呢？
So you ask me, how can we have a compassionate heart?
我觉得最好办就是要求神赐下那个肉心来取代我们的实心。
So I think we need to ask God.
而这个只有圣灵才能够帮助我们。
To give us a heart of flesh,
你不需要动心脏手术来换一颗新心啊！我相信我们借着圣灵的感动改变，我们的心可以变成那一颗实心，充满怜悯的心。
I think Holy Spirit can change us. No need for heart surgery. We can receive a new heart.
那这是我过去可以经历的。
I have personal experience.
呀，过去我做生意的时候，对那些灵魂没有负担。可是当神的呼召临到我的时候，我开车经过十字路口人来人往的时候，我禁不住我的泪水，对那些不认识的人我在那里流泪哭泣，那是神把我放进去的那个怜悯的心。
So before I was called by God, I was a businessman, and I have no burden about those people who are around me. But after God called me, every time when I was driving andI stopped by the intersection, looking at all the people coming by and all the lost souls, and I can't stop crying.
同样，我也相信神也能够改变你们，让你们也有那一颗怜悯的心。
And also, I believe God can change your hearts to give you a compassionate heart.
第二，手是关怀事工的实践。
So the second one is a hand. It's the implement of a caring ministry.
一起来读三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
请。先有一颗怜悯的心，才能够带出行动。
So first, we have to have a compassionate heart, and then action follows.
你有没有注意到这撒玛利亚人他手所做的每一个行动，啊，倒啊、包啊、扶啊、带啊、好照应啊，这都不是顺便的，都不是刚好有空的、举手之劳的，全都是刻意的、专程的、特别的、及时的、牺牲的、毫不犹豫的、全力以赴的。
So have you noticed everything that Samaritan did is intentional, like pouring, bandaged, put, took, not without effort, but intentional, special, timely, sacrificial, no second thought, but with great effort.
我们有时候必须承认，我们有时候的确，我们关怀是有那个心呐，哈，但是常常的心呢，只停留在口，啊，而没有手。于是我们就说，哎，愿你有需要啊，愿上帝祝福你。为你祷告，为你祷告，你要加油啊！你会变好的，一切都会更好啊！这乌云都会过去的。我们常常用口，没有心，这个心就变成口而已。
So, we have to admit, sometimes we do care with our heart, but it ended with mouth, not hand. So we may say, God bless you, or I'll pray for you, hope everything is well, but no actions.
我们要的是手。他没饭吃，你就拿给他吃，不就好了吗
？So we need the hand. If he's hungry, feed him.
他现在没水喝，你给他渴了没水，你给他水喝，他不就不渴了吗
？So if he's thirsty, give him some water. He won't be thirsty anymore.
所以我们的手常常在付出行动之前，常常被我们个人的一些担忧所限制了。
But sometimes before our hands can do anything, they're stopped by our worries.
那例如在这个故事当中，假如我们看见路人被强盗打伤了，你要帮助他之前，你会怀疑，如果我这样做，别人会不会笑我是傻瓜？
So for example, if we run into such a situation, see people get robbed and beaten, before you go help him, you might think, is that a wise move?
那万一他被他趁机敲诈，那怎么办呢？
What if he accuses you of beating him?
甚至我们猜想，哎，说不定那是黑道坏人哈，被打伤的哈，最好你不要过去，少惹麻烦。
And sometimes we may think, oh, he got beaten. Probably he's not one of the good guys.
啊，那假设他这个，说不定他有艾滋病啊，他全身都是血，那个万一我去帮他的时候，哎，传给我怎么办
？Also, sometimes we might think, oh, wow, he's covered with blood. What if he had AIDS?
我们有太多太多的这个担忧的想法，都会让我们虽然有怜悯心，但却造成我们迟疑，不敢付出实际的行动。
So many worries, even we have compassion, but we cannot carry them out.
于是我们的心就慢慢冷淡，我们的手也开始做不下去。
So our heart grow cold and our hands stop working.
而宁愿选择免去，多一事不如少一事的麻烦。
So we have the mentality of rather one thing less than one thing more.
所以每当遇到类似的情形的时候，我们便习惯性的逃离现场，免得惹祸上身，不是吗？
So we are in a habit of avoiding and walking away.
当然，我们必须承认，我们需要有智慧来保护自己，在我们帮助别人之前。
Of course, we.Before we help people, we do need wisdom to protect ourselves.
甚至我们也可能选择一些比较安全、保险的方式，或是自己比较喜欢、容易又方便做到的，来关怀别人。
And sometimes we are, there are safer ways to do that, and something you enjoy to do, and also helping others.
例如我们每一个月的第一个礼拜，我们都有一个爱心奉献。我们也每个人很多人都这样的很慷慨的捐助，来表明我们也是爱主，我们也是爱人，可以帮助人，这个还不错。
And such as our love offerings, we have this opportunity first week of every month. A lot of people donate money.
那就怕有人呢，他就认为其实根本不用做关怀服事，不用爱心付出，因为圣经告诉我，凡只要信耶稣就可以上天堂了。
So, but I'm afraid there might be some people thinking, I don't need to serve or care about others. I believe in Jesus and I'll go to heaven.
因为圣经不是这样讲吗？只要信耶稣就得永生了，而且我们光是凭信心，不是靠着行为得救的啊。
So you will ask me, isn't the Bible told us whoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life?
所以我们不需要有实际的关怀的这些行动的好，这些关怀的好行为，反正我口里承认，心里相信，我将来就上天堂了。
So I think we don't have to have all the works. If I have faith, and then I will go to heaven.
当然，如果你这样坚持的相信，我也不反对啊。但是我要告诉你，可能当你过上天堂的时候呢？可能只有你的嘴巴上去。
So if you believe so, I will not. I have nothing against you. But let me tell you, when you get to heaven, is that your mouth only going there?
你的手、你的脚啊，你的身体都上不去，这样你要
吗？And then you left your hand, your feet, and your whole body behind.
啊，有一个笑话是这样子的。撒旦呢，他是圣经告诉我，就像吼叫的狮子，到处寻找偏地可吞吃的人。
So there is a joke. Satan is like a roaring lion and looking for people to devour.
耶稣就特别警告他，你不准吃我的百姓，属于我的这些基督徒，不准吃，随便你要干嘛都行。
So and Jesus told him, you cannot eat the one who believes in me. Everybody else is okay.
好，过了一阵子，哇，许多基督徒还是被吃了，然后呢，只剩下一张嘴巴。
So after a while, a lot of Christians was eaten by Satan.With the left is their mouth.
耶稣就责备他说：“我不是讲好的吗？你不可以吃这个基督徒啦。”
So Jesus blamed Satan. I told you not to eat my Christians.
那个撒旦呢，就很委屈的讲说：“是啊，我没有吃。可是他是用嘴巴讲他是基督徒，可是闻来闻去，全身上下都不像基督徒，只有那张嘴巴说是，所以我就把他吃掉了。”
So Satan said, "Yeah, I know, but I sniff all around. They don't smell like Christians. Only their mouths proclaim they're Christians. So I ate them, but the mouth.
虽然这是一个笑话，不过这也提醒我们，不要光有嘴巴说你是基督徒，你要有生命的表现嘛。
So however, it's a joke, but it reminds us not only our mouth, we need to have action.
圣经告诉我们，在雅各书二章十七节，我们一起来读好不好？预备。
So let's read together.
也就是说，这就是没有用的假信心。
So that means this useless faith.
一个真正得救的基督徒会有真信心，他们的生命会被改变，而且会借着爱主、顺服主的行动来表现出他是一个真正相信主的人。
A born-again Christian should have true faith, changed life. Their action will tell that they are true followers of Jesus.
使徒约翰也提醒我们，他这样说，在约翰一书三章
，First John 3:18，
三章十八节，我们一起来读好不好
？Read together，
北青。是这样，耶稣在马太福音七章二十一节也这样说。
Okay, let's read Matthew 7:21. And everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord.Is in heaven.
好，那请问什么是遵行神的旨意
？So ask you, what is the will of God?
就是借着你的手来付出爱的行动，活出爱灵舍如同自己的生命，来表明你真正爱主、顺服主的人。
So that is your action, your action of love. Love your neighbors as yourself to show people that you love God and obey Him.
神只给我们一条命令啊，什么命令？要彼此相爱啊，唯一的命令。
God only commands us one thing to love each other.
你也许会说，哎，难道我要放下其他的事工去做关怀吗？其他事工都不重要了吗
？So you may ask me, do you want me to put down other ministry, other work to do caring ministry?
我不是说哈，爱心关怀就是得救的条件，也不是劝大家只做关怀，其他事工都不重要，不要误会。
So I didn't say care ministry is a ticket to heaven, nor is the most important ministry over other ministries.
更不是说我们防人之心不好，也不要衡量自己的能力，就这样帮助别人，不是的。
Nor is helping others beyond our ability.
我们要明白一件事情，教会中每一样事工都很重要，我们个人对主的 敬拜啊、诗歌啊、金钱奉献啊、读经祷告、传扬福音、参加各种聚会活动、参与各样的服事等等，都是必须的。
So, every ministry is equally important, like music worship, money offering.Bible study, prayer meeting, outreach, and other gatherings are all necessary.
那这些我们过去一直都在努力在做，我个人也一直都在啊，都在努力做。但是我们要明白一件事，这一些事情所做的这些事情，其实就是所谓宗教的活动或宗教的行为呢，都是为了表明我们爱主而有的行动。
So I know everyone has done those, and I try to do as much as I can by doing all the so-called religious activities is to show that we do so because we love God.
如果你不爱主，你我想你不会浪费时间在这里，你也不会把甘心乐意的奉献，你也不会去啊来参加诗班，你也不愿意，你也不会这样热心的在煮饭啊，做这些这么多的这些事工。你的前提就是因为你爱主，你愿意来这样服事。
Of course, because you love God, you're willing. So you're willing to come here and worship Him, and then doing cooking and cleaning and helping out the church.
但我要说是，我们若真正的爱主。你就要爱按神的期待而行，而不是按你自己的期待。
So, but I want to tell you, if you really love God, you should do His will, not your will.
我过去参与很多的服事啊，上礼拜 Dr. Proud 告诉我说，他除了 nursery 哈，其他他都做了。我告诉你，我连 nursery 都做。
So, I have done all kinds of things.
我很享受。服侍神，什么我都愿意。
I enjoy serving God. Anything, everything I want to do.
你知道我当牧师有一件事情让我特别感动，很多人跑来告诉我说：“牧师，你安排我做什么我都愿意，我实在是想要为主做什么哈。”然后你就算安排我扫厕所我都愿意。
So sometimes people really moved me. They come over and say, "Pastor, just tell me what to do, and I'm willing to do even clean the bathroom."
我还觉得很奇怪，怎么那么多人喜欢扫厕所
？I was kind of worried why so many.
好几个人都说我扫厕所哈。
And there's so many people ask me to put them in charge of the bathroom.
我想扫厕所都轮不到你啊！神要让你做别的事情啊，不是让你扫厕所的。
So God have His arrangement for you.
那我在想说，我们既然这么样的爱主，我们表明愿意做任何事情来为主做任何事情，但是我们有没有真正按着神的期待去做呢？
So sometimes we love God so much, but we have to think, are we doing so as what God wants us to do?
而且我们做那么多的努力，这里而且挑战自己来克服这些的难处，来做更多更这个再辛苦的服事，我们都愿意完成。可是我们有没有问说，我们所做这些真的是满足神的心意吗？
So sometimes it works so hard and try our best, but how we think if it's God wants us to do?
有一件事情彻底的改变我的想法。
So there's one thing, completely changed my mind.
我之前在德拉瓦州啊服事的时候，那教会的正对面开了一家老人院。
So there is a senior home across the church where I used to serve.
那这家老人院呢，它越经营越好。那这个这是一个天主教的老人院，越做啊越多人。后来呢，他们来跟我们联络说，跟我教会联络说，他们的停车场已经不够用了。我们的停车场很大，所以他就说，就正对面走路过来，他说可不可以借用你的停车场
？So it's a Catholic senior home, and then their business grows rapidly. So they come to our church and contact me, see if they can borrow part of our parking structures.
那我过去的教我就问我们的同工说可不可以让他们使用，因为我们邻居嘛，给人家方便，没有人反对啊。
So I asked my coworkers if they agree to lend the parking structure to them, and nobody rejected.
那我们过去呢有让一个学校，一个基督教学校也借用我们的场地，那因为他们学校也发展得很快，不够用了，或者他们搬走了，所以现在停车场也都没有这个没有问题。
And also, there used to be a Christian school that borrowed our building, and that's why we have such a building, a parking structure. And now they moved, and then we have no use of this big parking.
Yeah, 当然周末他们也不用，所以周末我们停车也不是问题。
Of course, during weekend and there's no problem at all.
过了一阵子，他又可来来找我了。他说，虽然我们是天主教的，我们知道你是基督教，那我们现在很多患者是基督徒，他们也希望能不能你们过来跟他们啊服侍，跟他们讲道哈，跟他们有一个在里面有一个啊 service 来帮助他们。
So later, their manager came to me and told me that many of their seniors are Christians. So they were wondering if our church can came over and help with the worship and taking care of the elderly.
我诚实告诉你，我每天上班都会经过那个老人院哈，每天我都看到了那些老人，我都看到了哈。然后他们的员工停车在那，我怎么会不知道有一个老人院在那？可是我告诉你，我没有负担。
So to be honest, I walk by their senior home every day on my way to work. But at that time, I don't feel any responsibility.
而且我是负责中文部，我们教会的大概三四百人，我是唯一的牧师，中文部的这个，所以我自己是负责中文的，那是讲英文的人啊，那个全部没有一个中国人住在里面。
So and also, I'm in charge of the Chinese. A department, because we have 300 and 400 members of the church.
但是神给我一句话。
But God told me.
我们一起来读这句话。
Let's read together.
好，这些事你们做在弟兄的身上，在我身上。啊，这句话一直感动我。
And this sentence constantly reminds me.
那我后来呢，我就跟我们的教会的，我们还有英文牧师，跟他分享，可不可以几个年轻人来帮助我啊？他们可以唱英文歌啊，哈，这些来帮助这些服侍这些老人家。那中文部的人都不敢过去，因为他们觉得英文不好，所以他们就不过去了。我说我的英文更烂了，我还是过去了。其实语文不是一个问题。
So later on, I went to share with the pastor in charge of the English department and see if he could. Send some people over there to have fellowship with those elderly people because our Chinese department nobody speak decent English. So, but I still went.
那这些人不就是那个渴了、饿了、做客旅、赤身肉体、病了或在监里？但是呢，他说这些人就是在最小的弟兄身上。但我去到那个老人院之后，才发现说，哎呀，的确他们在那里没有人关心他们，除了那个医护人员，而且人掌管太多了。他们就被冷落到一个角落旁边，我觉得他们那种光景很可怜的。
So and then it's remind me those people are the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the one who need clothes, the sick, and the one in the prison. And when I go visit them, I found those are the group of people. Since it's a pretty big facility, they've been very severely ignored.
啊，你看我当年还很年轻呢，哈。
Yeah, I was young at that time.
你看我在那边讲道的时候，那些人呢都开始，我先介绍，这是我的谁？这是我的同工哈，这些小朋友，这些幼师哈也跟着去。那我就说介绍我的女儿哈，其中有一个是我女儿，我不讲哪一位了哈，你们自己猜。下面有一个老姐妹说，我也是你女儿。
So when I went there, I brought some of our kids, and then one of them is my daughter. And when I was talking to them, and there's an older lady raises her hand and say, "I'm your daughter too."
那我在讲道的时候用英文哦，用英文哦。
So when I preach, I use English.
我那时候英文不好，真的不好。
And then my English was not very good at that time.
然后我终于讲完了。
Finally, I finished.
可是我一抬头一看，说下面都在睡觉。
And then when I look up, everybody fall asleep.
Yeah, 然后下去的时候，他说：“你刚刚讲的真好。
”And then afterwards, they all shake my hand, say, "Oh, that's really good preaching."
我英文是那样练出来的。
So that's how I practice my English.
神有他的计划哈，神有的，所以今天有一天用到了。有时候现在开会用英文，我不再害怕了。
So God has His arrangement. So now I can speak decent English, and then I will no longer afraid talking in the meetings.
其实我们今天发现，我们周围有很多的所谓的最小的弟兄，哎。
So we can see there are a lot of people around us. It's so called the least of.
神也会让你感动，在你周围当中，你所看见，你以前没看见，但是你如果有心的话，你就会看见了。
So if you pay attention, you will see those people around you.
而且你可以操练，坐在一个最小的弟兄身上，就是坐在主的身上。
You also, you can practice, did it for me, to those list of those brothers of mine, and you did it for God opportunity.
唯一的问题是你愿意去做吗?
Only thing is if you're willing.
最后, 爱乃是关怀事工的突破。
So the third one, love is the breakthrough.
好，我们一起来读35节，来，请。 第二天拿出。 好，这位撒玛利亚人不但为他服药，替他送医治疗，又支付了2000银子，大约是他当时2天的工资。
So let's look at the Samaritan. It's not only help him bandage him, also spent 2 silver coins. That's equivalent of about 2 days' wages.
那以今天的标准来讲，还不错了，甚至不要求回报的帮他帮到底，还愿意代付接下来所有的开销费用，可能不止这2000银子啊。
So, by our standards, it's not bad at all. But he's not only that, he's willing to reimburse any extra expenses.
他承诺他要再回来结清所有的余款, 你想这样的爱实在了不起。
And just think, he promised he will return and reimburse any extra expenses.
那你仔细想一想, 是不是他愿意这样做, 是不是他特别, 这个人特别天生就特别充满爱心。
So think carefully, is he willing to do so? It's because he was born with a loving heart.
我记得有一个妈妈在介绍她的孩子，人家都介绍得很好，哇，这孩子怎么样，读哈佛，然后她想不到自己的孩子有什么特长，她就说，我的孩子天生比较有爱心。So
I remember some mother introduced their kids, they're all like bragging about they're going to Harvard and everything. And there's one mother said, I can't think of anything, but my kids have a loving heart.
Yeah. 那正如我们某些人以为说, 诶, 某些人天生就比较有爱心, 就这样想, 是不是这个撒玛利亚, 就天生比较有爱心?
So some people think, I was born with a loving heart. Is this Samaritan born with a loving heart?
我认为, 除非有一份超然的爱, 没有人能够做到的。
But I think unless there is a supernatural love, nobody can do it.
关怀事工如果要能够突破, 要能够实践到底, 就需要这份超然的爱, 而这份超然的爱除了来自神, 没有任何地方可以找到。
So if we want to have breakthrough in our caring ministry, we need the supernatural love. And it only comes from God, nowhere else.
约翰一书3章16节, 我们一起来读好不好? 预备，请。 你想想看, 当你都愿意为对方舍命的时候, 这时候你还有什么东西你给不出去的?
So when you are willing to lay down your life for someone, what else you will withhold?
好, 让我用一点想象力哈, 想象在出席一个婚礼哈, 然后进场的这个场景, 婚礼中最重要的角色是不是前面的花童啊? 不是哈, 第一个花童进来的花瓣, 然后第二位的是什么？伴娘也来了，接下来是什么？新娘，全部都站起来的时候，主角啊，这个聚光灯照下来他身上，主角出来了，哇，这个是。 这个是最重要，在后面嘛，前面都是跑龙套的啊，这是这个。Let's
use our imagination. Imagine that you are sitting in the wedding ceremony. What's the important role of the whole thing? It's not the flower kids, and it's not the bridesmaid, but the bride who came last.
那我们看到同样一幕，这个耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，第一个进场的啊，既是这个是配角啊，不是啊，第二位，哎。 立位人也不是，最重要的要出现的是，想必一定是一个德高望重的人物。没想到让人跌破眼镜的是一位撒玛利亚人。And
the same thing in the Bible story we just read, that the first one enter the scene is a priest, and the second one is a Levi, and the third one we should expect somebody extraordinary, but it happened to be a Samaritan.
这是他们犹太人所鄙视的杂种。 不值得交往的对象，甚至连路过他们家的地界都觉得很丢脸、很羞耻的，宁愿绕道而行。你说，这个时候出现这个主角是撒玛利人，这个成为主角简直荒谬。认为耶稣你在开什么玩笑？
So at that time, Jews looked down Samaritans and they do not associate with them, and they rather take a detour passing through, them passing through Samaritan town.
耶稣选用这个主题实在太不妥当了，而且这种种族歧视形成的骄傲与成见，已成为传统。 大家也都心照不宣，没想到耶稣却一针见血地点出他们积存已久的问题。
So, Jesus is using Samaritan as an example. This topic is really unconventional, and unlike between Jews and Samaritan, their dislike between Jews and Samaritan is deeply rooted.
这在当时简直是犯了大忌，但是耶稣却为此真正带来突破。
No, it's Jesus really poked the sore, but he also made a breakthrough.
我们知道这个问题很难解决的，因为我们若站在撒玛利亚人的立场想一想，我相信他一定恨死这些自命清高的犹太人。
So it's hard to explain, but if we are at the Samaritans, if we're thinking as a Samaritan, they've been mistreated for so long.
我们的祖先因为环境所迫与外族通婚，也不是他们的错，而长期受到犹太人的羞辱与歧视，这些伤害也不是那么容易痊愈的。
Yeah, the Samaritans have been despised by the Jews because they marry outsiders, but that's not their fault.
但你可以看看哦，他们不仅这个爱啊，他们做得到，不仅要饶恕，而且要反过来去关怀那个伤害他们的人，这并不是容易做到的。
So look at the Samaritan. He's not only forgive, but also turn around to help those who hurt him. It's not easy.
连旧约的先知约拿都做不到，但新约这位撒玛利亚人他却做到了。
So Old Testament Jonah couldn't do it, but this New Testament Samaritan did it.
是什么让他做到呢？就是爱。
So what made him to do that?
爱是什么呢？爱使这位撒玛利亚人在别人的需要上看见自己的责任。
So it's love to see his responsibility when people in need.
爱使这撒玛利亚人跨越种族的藩篱，以饶恕取代仇恨。
So it's a love that makes the Samaritan put away the hatred.
爱使撒玛利亚人愿意放下自己的成见，来扩张他生命的容量。
So love is love to make the Samaritan to lay down himself to expand his capacity.
爱也使撒玛利亚人走过过去的伤害，以牺牲奉献来迎接更美好的未来。
And it's also love make the Samaritans to put away the hurtful feelings to say give to sacrifice.
当你有这样的爱，你就可以明白为何竟然有人。可以去饶恕那位曾经杀死他孩子的凶手，还愿意收容他当义子去经常去探监。
So with such love, you can understand why people forgive their child's murderer and take him in as their own, and also visit him in jail.
也因为这样的爱，竟然有宣教士的遗孀能够去向那些杀死他丈夫的那个落后部落传福音、办学校。
And because of the love.The widow would go into the tribe that killed her husband to preach the gospel and build schools.
那你呢？如果我们没有经历过这份超然的爱，我们的生命不会有突破的，我们所做的关怀事工也不会有突破的。
So if we have not experienced this supernatural love, we cannot have breakthrough in our caring ministry or in our life.
我知道你会说啊，实在爱实在是太难了哈，没有错。所以我们才需要从神这爱的源头来支取爱，来活出爱。
You may say love is hard, true. That's why we need to go back to the source of love, God, to receive, to live it out.
我感谢神给我恩典，在过去美国在超过20年的服事过程的以来，我亲自经历过我们的同胞陆续信主，每一次的受浸典礼当中都可以听到感人的故事。
So I thank God for his grace given me. During the past more than 20 years serving him, I saw many Chinese people receive Jesus. At every baptism, there are many moving testimonies.
如果说平均我为一年为30位，我想保守估计了，30位受浸，那20年有多少位？我自己都算不到了，算不清楚了。
So it's on average just about 30 people baptized every year. And during the past 20 years, how many people have baptized?
那每一次听到他们的故事，我没有听过说他们的受洗是因为受浸是因为被深奥的神学所折服，也不是被这个查经班的这个查经带领查经者一流的口才所劝化，更不是被神奇这些奇妙的神迹所震撼。而是被弟兄姐妹之间的真爱所感动。
So when they explain why they make the decision to be Christians, usually it's not because it's theology or the talent of the Bible teaching or the wonders and miracles, but was touched by the love among brothers and sisters.
是的，主耶稣已经为我们设下爱的榜样，而且爱现在成为一个特有的教会特有的一个温暖的记号。爱融化了你我之间的种族隔离、文化差异，不论你从哪里来，你在哪里出生，爱将我们紧紧的拥抱，使我们在基督里可以合为一。
So Jesus set an example for us. Love is a mark of a heartwarming church. Love overcome the racial differences, culture differences, where we can, where we came from, or where we were born. It puts us together and become one.
爱使我们可以在主的大家庭一同成长茁壮。不论我们的背景如何
，So love can make us grow together in the family of God, no matter what our background is.
所以盼望我们的教会弟兄姐妹，我们继续努力，让这个教会成为一个充满爱的教会，好吗
？So I wish everyone will try our best to make our church full of love.
呀，感谢主的恩典，我们在这里可以成立社区服务中心。但是如果要真正的推展社会关社区关怀，这是我们每一个人都应该参与的责任。
So by the grace of God, we can establish this community service center. But if we want to expand, we need everyone's involvement.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹开始注意你身边谁是你的邻舍，因为上帝已经把它放在你的周围了。
I encourage everyone to start paying attention to who your neighbors are because God already placed them.
你不要以为说你住的这地方是富人区啊，大家物质生活条件都很好，无忧无虑，不用关怀。最穷看来看去最穷的就是牧师了，只要关怀牧师就行了。
But don't think you're living in a rich community and there's no material needs, no worries, no need for caring. The poorest person might be a pastor yet.
真的是这样吗？
Is that really so?
物质生活富裕的人难道就不需要关怀吗？
So the rich people does not need to be cared.
说不定最需要关怀的就是那一些穷的只剩下钱的可怜人啊。
Maybe they are the people who need most care because they're so poor, they have nothing else left but money.
同意吗？同意哈。其实你如果没有心，你就看不见他们的需要在哪里。如果你没有伸出你的手，别人就没有办法感受到你的关怀行动。你如果没有爱，你就看不见自己啊的这个看不见自己的责任。
So if you don't use your heart, you can't see their needs.If you don't reach out with your hand, then people can't experience your kind action. If you have no love, you can see. You can't see your responsibility.
你不会看见别人的需要上看见自己的责任，而且还能够振振有词的找到很多借口来逃避，是不是？
And by using all kinds of excuses to get out of it, right?
也许你曾经做过很多关怀的事情，但你觉得现在没有动力了，哎呀，做不动了，做不下去了。我猜，可能并不是因为你的时间、精力或资源能力有限，而是你的爱心已经渐渐冷淡了。
Maybe you have done enough in the past and lose your motivation and can't keep it going. I guess it's not because you are exhausted.Exhaust your time and energy, but maybe it's your heart is growing cold.
那弟兄姐妹，我请问你，假如教会没有爱，你期待这世界还有爱吗？
But I want to ask you, if there's no love in our church, will we expect there's love in the world?
如果教会没有爱，我们宁愿不要称它叫做教会来羞辱主的名。
So if there's no love in the church, we'd rather not call it a church to bring shame to God's name.
既然我们教会在这里成立一天，我们就努力活出一天的爱，求神来帮助我们，重新点燃我们里面那一颗为主火热燃烧的心志。
So as long as our church exists, we need to live out our love. May God help us rekindle the fire in our hearts.
来翻转这外表似乎热情，但是里面却是冷漠的城市。
Change this busy on the outside, lonely in the inside city.
使南城县一带的百姓看见基督的爱就在我们当中，好吗？
So the people in South Orange County can see the love of Christ is among us.
好，让我们一起起立，我们一起这首诗歌来回应。